For me, this is important because I'm still in the tournament, so I have a chance to still play here. Obviously, Dušan at the moment and during the clay court season is playing unbelievable. So I knew it was not going to be an easy match. I didn't play my best the first three sets, I thought, but once I found my range and my rhythm, I felt good out there.
Sasha, you said it's important here not to think too far ahead. So when you were going through the sets and you were fighting back, what were you thinking about?
I think just try to win each game. Try to win each game and somehow come back. And, you know, I successfully did that. I'm very happy to be here with a five-set win against somebody who has beaten great opponents during the clay court season. So, as I said, obviously, it was not my best. I know that. There's still a few things that I need to work on. Actually, in the fourth and fifth set, I really felt good out there. Even though I was a little bit tired and even though I was a little bit fatigued, but my serve started working better. I started playing from the baseline much better. And yeah, I'm going to play into after tomorrow and we'll see how that goes.
Selena, in the middle.
Sasha, what specific things do you do training in the gym that help you in a match like that?
I don't know. I lift 160 kilos on a deadlift and that helps. No, but I mean, we do a lot of... a lot of VersaClimber, a lot of running on the track, treadmill stuff. So all that helps me to play those long matches.
What did you tell yourself when you were down two sets to one? It's, you know, that's a tough spot to be in, and it's really impressive how quickly you took control.
I mean, you guys make it sound like we think about it really. We don't. We just try to play and win each point, each game. With being two sets to one down is like being down a set in a three-set match. We're like not gonna overthink it. Oh, I'm two sets to one down. What am I gonna do? How am I gonna play the next point? We try to play our best. We try to, you know, maybe change a few tactics and see how we can win the next point in the next game.
Sasha, congratulations. What did it mean to you in Australia after you lost to Chung to have Roger come over? What did you, have you reflected on that? Was that meaningful to you?
Are we going back there? He said some encouraging things. He told me a little story about how he never made it past the quarters until he was, 23 years old, something like that. So I still had a little bit of time. And that's, you know, hearing that from the greatest player of all time is comforting, because you always think, oh, if I'm not going to win this one, I'm never going to win one. And, you know, and he's the greatest player of all time. He's never been past the quarter until he was 23. So just hearing that, just knowing that, you know, it's all okay. It's not the end of the world. So, I mean, obviously that was a long time ago, and I've played great tennis since then. So maybe I have to give credit to him.
You've enjoyed some good success on the ATP Tour with some big title wins. Haven't quite translated it into a Grand Slam yet, but do you feel like Roland Garros could be a turning point for you in terms of having a run in this tournament? And if so, what will the difference be?
Where are you from, buddy?
do you want to guess? Yorkshire in England.
Game, oh, Jesus. Okay, no. Nice. If they ever make a tournament there, I'm definitely coming just because of that accent. Love it. I didn't understand a word you're saying, but it's not important.
Could Roland Garros be a turning point for you in having success in a Grand Slam?
Sure, why not? Just because you said it so nicely, I'm going to believe that now.
And why?
And why? Look, everybody tries to make a bigger story out of it than it is. I've had great success on the ATP Tour, as you said. I've won three Masters. I've made two out of finals this year. So I'm not worried. I know if I do the right things, if I do the right work, I'll win those long matches and the success will come itself. This is not something I think of on a daily basis. But yeah, hopefully I can win a few more matches here. I got a tough opponent next round. As I said, I'm just going to go match by match here.
Sasha, like you said, you're 21 years old, and I spoke to Alina before, who's 23. Tennis is obviously going to come first, but what do you do to switch off and then refocus to the next match?
I play a lot of PlayStation, to be honest. I play with Marcelo Melo, and he can't beat me, so that makes me very happy. That's my evening routines.
You clearly enjoy your tennis. You say you don't
know. Not as much as your accent, buddy. I love that.
I'll come to every one of your press conferences.
Good. Now. Nice. I'll love that.
If you get to the final, we'll make sure I can ask a question then.
Okay.
Because I get edged out.
I'll definitely make sure if I get to the final, you're asking multiple questions.
You enjoy your tennis, and you said you don't overthink the game. Does it feel different to you playing in a Grand Slam, or is it just another game of tennis?
It did feel different. I'm not even going to lie, it did feel different in the last years. Even at Australian Open, Fedel, it did feel different. Now I take it as a big tournament, but I take the Masters series as big tournaments. And I try to enjoy them. I'm trying to do everything that I can to really enjoy the moments. And enjoy playing on big courts, enjoy playing, you know, those great fights like I had today. And, you know, as long as you're enjoying the thing, I think the success will come itself.